Hallelujah. The name is Christ. We commence the fifth class on in the front line.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名啊，开始我们这一堂啊，身在前线的第五节课。
Let's turn the book of Isaiah chapter 6.
我们请翻到以赛亚书的第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书的第六章。
Verse 8.
以赛亚书第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6 verse 8.
第十八节。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying,Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I said, Here am I, send me.
第八节，我又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？我说，我在这里，请差遣我。
So we know that during this time that Isaiah served God for many years already.
我们知道在这个时候，以赛亚已经服侍神许多年了。
But this time God wanted him to step into the front line.
但是在这一次呢，神却要他站出来走到前线。
Because of this, God showed him a vision.
在这一次，神给他看到一个异象。
And this vision in chapter 6 verse 1.
这个异象是从第六章第一节开始。
Yes, even though in chapter 6 verse 1 it's talking about two kings.
在第六章第一节讲到两个国王。
But one king is the worldly and earthly king.
第一个是世上这个属世界的国王。
And this is King Uzziah.
就是乌西亚王。
And Isaiah also served that king.
当然这个以赛亚也服侍了这个国王。
But Uzziah died.
但是在这里说乌西亚王死了。
So just like for us.
就像对我们来说。
Yes, in this world, under time and space, we must serve something in the sense that this something is always going to be our boss.
是的，在这个时间，在这个时代以下，我们总是有一个老板，我们必须要服侍某个人或某个团体。
For example, many are going to go to school are already in school.
或许有些人正准备要上大学，或已经在大学里了。
You must study hard in school.
在学校我们必须要努力读书。
But this school is only temporary.
但是这个学校只是暂时的。
Because when you reach sixty-seven years old.
因为当你到六十岁、七十岁的时候。
Even now.
甚至于现在
I'm 40 years old, right?
现在我已经40岁了。
Would you guys meet me? Do you ever ask me, hey, Rudy, what college you go to?
当你们看到我的时候，你们会问我说，Rudy, 你到底是哪个学校毕业的吗？
And what did I get for grades in college?
你大学的学分，大学的成绩如何呢？
Even though my first year was a 1.67 GPA, right?
其实我大学大一的时候，我的学成绩只有 1.7 几而已。
That's all A's, right? No, it's not all A's, right? I think it's all...D's minus and F, right?
这个是大部分的课我都当掉了。
But what I'm saying to you then, the things on this earth is only temporary.
但是我想要告诉大家的是，这个世上的事情都只是暂时的。
But it's only one thing that we serve that lasts forever.
这只有一件事情是永存的。
That is God Himself.
就是神。
So that's why if He lasts forever, so for us, our servitude must be the highest of importance.
所以既然只有它是永存的，那我们的服事，我们付出的努力就要达到最高的目标。
We must have this kind of mentality.
但是我们必须要有这样正确的观念。
Because sometimes we are so busy in the things of this world.
因为我们在这世上有许多让我们忙碌的事。
And we feel that this world is our all in all. We feel that this world is everything that we have.
我觉得说，我们常会觉得说，这世上努力的这一切是我所拥有，是我唯一可以得到的。
But for sure, it's far from it.
但是实际上却不是这样。
But rather God we serve.
而是这个神才是永存的。
So that's why during the time you can see Isaiah saw the seraphim, the burning one.
所以在这里呢，我们看到在异象当中，他看到这个焚烧的天使就是撒拉佛。
Can you be burning if you don't do it voluntarily?
你如果不主动主动去做的话，你能够焚烧吗
？For example, when you come to NYTS.
例如说你来到 NYTS.
The reason you are here because your parents force you to be here.
你来到这里的原因可能是你父母强迫你来。
Can you really be motivated to listen to the word of God and pray 2 hours a day?
当你是被强迫来的，你能够被神的话感动，一天祷告两个小时吗
？I really doubt it.
那我很怀疑
Why? Because only when you are free willing to come here.That's when you know that your heart will burn with fire.
因为只有当你自己很愿意、很想要来到这个地方，你在参加这里的一切活动，才会心里好像被火焚烧一般。
So this kind of mind that we need to have.
这是我们必须要有的观念。
When we are baptized.
当我们洗礼的时候。
When we belong to the army of heaven.
我们已经我们属于这个天上的天上的天军。
This is a free will offering.
这个是我们自愿把自己献上。
When we have this kind of free will offering, for sure, our heart will burn with fire.
当我们有这样子的认知，愿意把自己献上，我们的心就会被这种就会焚烧。
Because if our heart does not burn with fire, sooner or later, our servitude to God would die out.
因为我们如果里面没有这个焚烧的精神那很快我们的服事就会渐渐的冷淡了。
Let's do Exodus chapter 22.
我们看出埃及记二十二章。
The book of Exodus chapter 22.
出埃及记的第二十二章。
I'm sorry, 21.
二十一章。
Exodus chapter 21, verse 2.
出埃及记的第二十一章。
Verse 2.
第二节。
If you buy a Hebrew servant, he shall serve 6 years, and in the 7th he shall go out free and pay nothing.
第二节。你若买希伯来人做奴隶，他必服侍你6年，第7年他可以自由白白的出去。
So after God gave the Ten Commandments to the chosen people,
所以当神把他的十诫给了他的百姓
，He also gave them the law concerning servants.
同时他也把这个关于奴仆的条例给了他的百姓。
Here it says, if you buy a Hebrew servant,
在这里说，如果你买了一个希伯来人的奴隶
，He shall serve 6 years.
在这里他只会服侍你6年。
And in the 7th, he shall go out free and pay nothing.
在第7年，他可以自由白白的出去。
In other words, that in the 7 years he can just go out if he want, if he doesn't want to go to serve his master anymore, he just go out free.
所以到第七年，如果他不想再做事了，他就可以离开。
But look at verse 5.
再看第五节。
But if the servant plainly says, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free.
第五节，倘若奴仆明说，我爱我的主人和我的妻子儿女，不愿意自由出去。
It's very interesting.
这是很有意思的。
Why God say after 6 years?
为什么神说在6年之后呢
？Because after the servant served his master for 6 years, then he realized how wonderful his master is.
因为只有在服侍6年之后，他都认知到他的老板是多么的好。
Just like nowadays.
就像现在一样。
The longer we serve God,
我们服侍主越久
，and for sure the sweeter it is.
这个侍奉越甘甜。
The sweeter it is, not because our life is so much better.
这个侍奉更甘甜，不是因为我们的物质生活变好了。
But the longer we serve God,
而是我们服侍主越久
，the more we can see Him really clearly.
我们越能够看见他。
So because of this.
因为这样子。
Yes, maybe in the beginning when we serve God, not because we volunteer to serve God.
或许我们一开始参与服侍，不是主动，不是自愿的。
But if we serve God long enough,
但是我们如果能够长时间的服侍
，and then for sure,
那一定在我们的服侍当中
，when we continue to serve Him,
我们如果不断的服侍他
，look at Mary, look at Martha, right?
我们如果看这个圣经当中的马大
，in Luke chapter 10,
在路加福音第十章
，she served Jesus Christ with that, you know, kind of complaining attitude.
在一开始马大他服侍当中带着抱怨。
But in John chapter 12,
但是到了约翰的第十二章。
When Jesus visited her again,
当耶稣再一次来到马大的家。
She also served Jesus.
他一样在服侍主。
But she did not complain.
但是这一次他就不再抱怨了。
Why did she not complain?
为什么他不再抱怨呢
？Because she realized how good our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他认识到这个服侍主是多么好的事情。
Because when her brother died,
当他的弟弟死掉的时候
，Our Lord Jesus Christ resurrected him.
我们的主让他弟弟复活。
So because of this, she knows serving Jesus is the most wonderful thing.
因为有这样的体验，他知道服侍神是最美好的事。
So just like his servant.
就像这里的仆人一样。
You can see for 6 years he served his master.
在这里说，这个仆人服侍了6年。
But during these 6 years,
但是在这6年当中
，he came to a conclusion.
他在这6年当中得到一个结论。
I love my master.
就是我爱我的主人。
My wife.
我也爱我的妻子。
And my children.
以及我的孩子。
So what does this mean?
这是什么意思呢
？You know, quite often when we serve the things of this world.
很多时候我们都不断的在服侍这个世上的东西。
For example, one day you guys get married.
像有一天当你们结婚以后
，you have 12 children.
如果你有12个小孩
，right? It's a lot of children, right?
但是很多很多的小孩。
And for sure, if you have 12 children, one of them must get sick sooner or later, right?
所以如果你有12个小孩总有一个会生病吧。
If you serve the world, if you serve the world.
但是如果你服侍这个世界
，when your kids are sick,
当你的孩子生病的时候
，what are you gonna do?
你能做什么
？You can ask your boss to come and heal your children.
你能够要你的老板来帮你把这个孩子医好吗
？You can ask your PhD degrees to come and heal your children.
你能够叫那个博士叫一个博士来帮你把孩子医好吗
？So that's why the servant
所以这里这个仆人
he loved his family.
他爱他的家人
because he know because he loved his family why because to serve his master is to show that he loved his family.
从他服侍的主人当中看出他爱他的家人
no, just like my family also.
就像我自己的家庭一样
you know, all the ministers will be hardly home.
因为作为一个传道者我们常常不在家
but one thing is a guarantee.
但是有一件事情是可以保证的
that God always take care of our family.
就是神总是常常看顾着我们的家庭不管发生什么事情
I remember one time there's a testimony.
我记得说有一个见证
One of the sisters, one of the pastor's wife, she was really sick.
这个有一个传道的太太她病得很严重
And at times she was saying to God, God, I really want some chicken soup.
这时候呢这个姐妹在祷告当中说神啊我真的很想喝一点鸡汤
On the same day,
在同一天
a sister came knock on her door and bought her chicken soup.
有一个姐妹就敲她的门就把她带这个鸡汤来给她喝
Can you imagine that?
你可以想象这样的场景吗
But my wife, she was bleeding internally.
当然有一次我的太太内出血
And that time I was in TPP in Bowen Park Church.
但那时候我正在伯恩教会正在做神学训练
And she was hospitalized.
我的太太被送到医院了
And that time she had to go, you know, she in the process of having blood transfusion.
在那个时候呢她正在紧急的输血当中
But she told me.
那时候她告诉我
Yes, even though she wanted me to be there with her.
是的她虽然心里很希望我也能够在那里陪她
But why when she's in the hospital by herself?
但是当她一个人在医院的时候
She felt that our Lord Jesus Christ the one that's holding her hand.
她说她感觉到我们的主耶稣基督握着她的手
It doesn't matter how much I love my wife.
所以不管我多么爱我的太太
There's no way I can hold her hands the way Jesus Christ holds her hand.
我是没有办法像主耶稣这样子握着她的手
So that's why he's serving.
所以这里看到这个仆人
The reason he want to continue to serve his master.
这个仆人希望能够继续的服侍他的主人
Because he loves his master.
因为他爱他的主人
Because he loves his family.
因为他爱他的家人
And that is the right thing to do, only to serve the master.
所以服侍主人这个成为正确的事情。
Then what must he do?
他必须要怎么做呢
？Six.
第六节。
Then his master shall bring him to the judges, shall also bring him to the door or to the doorpost, and his master shall pierce his ear with an awl, and he shall serve him forever.
第六节说，他的主人就要带他到审判官那里。又要带他到门前靠着门框用锥子穿他的耳朵他就永远服侍主人
so when we really make decision to serve God,
所以当我们决心要服侍神
it's not a temporary thing.
这个不是一个短暂的感动
it's a servitude that lasts until we die.
而是这个是终身一直到我们死的服侍
why? Because we make a covenant with him.
因为我们跟神立下了一个约定
just like his servant.
就像这里这个仆人
he make a covenant with his master.
他跟他的主人定下了一个约定
That he will go and pierce his ear to make a covenant he would serve his master forever.
所以他到这里把他的耳朵上打一个洞来证明他要永远服侍他的主人。
So when do we make this covenant with our Lord Jesus Christ?
所以我们什么时候跟我们的主立下这样的约呢？
When we get baptized.
就是在我们洗礼的时候。
When we get baptized, it's the time we pierce our heart. To say to God, we will serve you the rest of our life.
当我们洗礼的时候，好像用锥子在我们身上、心上打了一个洞告诉主说，我要永远的服侍你。
Let's go to Psalm chapter 40.
我们看诗篇第四十篇。
Psalm chapter 40.
诗篇的第四十篇。
Psalm chapter 40, verse 6 to verse 8.
诗篇第四十篇第六节到第八节。
Psalm chapter 40, verse 6 to verse 8.
第六节到第八节。
Sacrifice and offering you did not desire. My ears you have opened. Burnt offering and sin offering you did not require. Verse 7.
第七节。
Then I said, Behold, I come in the scroll of the book. It is written of me. Verse 8.
第八节。
I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart. So we can see this is the prophecy of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这里是对耶稣基督的一个预言。
And our Lord Jesus Christ truly knows the heart of God.
在这里主耶稣真的知道明白神的心意。
Because he said sacrifice and offering you did not desire.
在这里说祭物礼物你不喜悦。
And burnt offering and sin offering you did not require.
这个燔祭赎罪祭不是你要的。
But what does God require?
到底你要什么呢?
That is in verse 8.
第八节。
I delight to do your will, O my God.
第八节说我的神我乐意照你的旨意行。
And your law is within my heart.
你的律法在我心里。
So what is the heart of God?
所以神的心意是什么?
That he will love us to willingly love him.
他希望我们能够主动的去爱他。
And serve him for the rest of our life.
并且用我们的一生来服侍他。
That's the only way that a heart can be burned with fire, just like to serve him.
这是我们唯一能够像撒拉佛一样，我们的心被这个服侍的火焰焚烧。
But look at it in verse 6.
但是我们看第六节。
Say, my ears you have opened.
在这里说你已经开通了我的耳朵。
And this ear you have opened is exactly the same ear in Exodus chapter 21.
这里呢这个耳开通的耳朵跟出埃及记的21章是一样的。
In other words, Alujus Christ also had his ear pierced in the sense that to covenant between him and God to serve him the rest of his life.
在这里就像那个奴仆要耳朵要凿一个洞一样，主耶稣基督啊立约要永远的服侍神。
So what are we saying?
所以我们在讲什么呢
If you want to go in the front line,
所以如果当你想要走到前线
we must do it voluntarily.
我们必须要能够主动
Serving God is a free will offering.
因为服侍神是一种自由的奉献
If you do it because of force,
如果你是被强迫来做的
we cannot last for long.
这样的服侍不能够太久
And our heart never burn with fire.
因为我们的心里不会有这样的燃烧
Can you imagine one day you are forced to love someone?
你可以想象有一天你如果被强迫要去爱一个人呢
Just like Jacob, right?
就像雅各一样
wasn't he not forced to love Leah?
雅各是不是被强迫要来爱利亚吗
His true love was Rachel.
他真正所爱的是拉结啊。
Then Pastor Huang say Rachel is the ice cream of Jacob in the summertime.
所以有人说所以黄传道说这个拉结是雅各夏天的冰淇淋。
But he forced to love his father-in-law forced him to love Leah.
但是呢他的岳父呢却强迫他要爱这个利亚。
Even though maybe Leah is not as pretty as Rachel.
或许这个利亚并不像拉结这么的漂亮。
But she has a very good character.
但是她的个性她的品性非常的好。
And she is able to bear children.
也能够为她生孩子。
But even then, Jacob cannot love Leah.
即使到这样子呢他雅各还是不能爱利亚。
Because the one in true love is Rachel.
因为他真正所爱的是拉结。
So if we try to force ourselves to love God.
所以如果我们要强迫自己来爱神。
No matter how long we serve him, we can never love him.
不管我们服侍他多久我们都不会学习到如何真正爱他。
But the love from God should come from deep down inside.
但是这个爱神的心要从我们内心当中发出来。
What should motivate us to love God?
我们要怎么样才能够来爱神呢
Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
我们看哥林多后书第三章。
2 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多后书的第三章
I'm sorry, chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14.
哥林多后书第五章第
14 and 15.
14节15节
For the love of Christ compelled us because we judged us that if one died for all, then all died with 15.
15节
And he died for all that those who live should live no longer for themselves but for him who died for themAnd rose again. This is the motivation.
这个就是服侍的动力。
The reason we love God.
我们为什么我们爱神
？Because God loved you and I first.
因为神先爱我们。
The reason we love God.
为什么我们爱神
？Because He died for you and I.
因为他为我们死在十字架上。
If we serve God without loving Him, then there's no way we have the strength to continue on.
如果我们服侍神却不爱神这样的服侍不会长久。
You know, my parents been living with us, believe me, for 3 years.
你们知道我的父母已经跟我们住一起住了三年。
And I haven't lived with my biological parents over 25 years.
而且在这以前我们已经25年没有跟他们住在一起了。
Because when I was 11 years old, I was adopted.
因为当我11岁的时候我被领养了。
Since all that time, I never lived with my biological parents.
所以在我被领养之后这20多年来我没有跟他们住在一起过。
So when my parents lived with me,
所以到现在我们父母跟我住在一起
I always try to make opportunity to talk to them.
我总是要找机会跟他们说话
And then one day I was talking to my mother.
有一天我在跟我的母亲说话
And my mother told me this story.
我的妈妈告诉我一个故事
Say, when we escaping from Cambodia, go to Thailand.
当我们从柬埔寨逃离逃出柬埔寨到了泰国
And the journey is about 5 to 7 days.
这个旅程这个逃亡的旅程大概是5到6天
And during these 5 to 7 days, there's no water to drink, there's no food to eat.
在这5、6天当中也没有水喝也没有东西可以吃
Because any water defined is all contaminated by dead body.
因为我们所看到的所有的水或水塘里面都已经被尸体污染了
But sometimes when they walk.
所以我们不停地走
through the jungle that is right when they walk through the jungle
所以我们要走过丛林
and you see some of the vines you can cut and get juice out of it
所以有时候看到有一些树藤你可以把它砍断里面有一些汁可以喝
and my mom during that time
所以我的母亲呢在那个时候
all of us, but I have no idea how I grew to be 6 feet tall because for so many years I didn't eat
我在想说啊，这么多年了，我都没得吃啊，没有得吃，我居然能够长这么高。
And so during that time, we were all so skinny. My siblings and I were so completely so skinny.
但在那个时候呢，因为没有东西可以吃啊，所以我和我的兄弟姐妹每个都很瘦小。
But when they found a vine that had juice in it,
当他们找到这个有能够喝、能够有这个树枝、有这个树藤。
Whatever little juice you would give it to us to drink.
他就告诉我说，他们找到这种树藤啊，就会把里面的汁挤给我们喝。
And what do they drink for themselves?
但是他们呢，他们喝什么？
They, my mom told me, they wait until we urinate, right? After we urinate, then they drink the urine for them to stay alive.
我的母亲就告诉我啊，那他们喝什么？他们会等到啊，我们这些小孩小便的时候啊，再喝我们的小便，这样子才活得下来。
When I think about this,
那我想到这样的事情啊，
No wonder I can never open my mouth and talk back to my parents.
难怪我总是不敢啊，对我父母亲回嘴。
Because they love me too much.
因为他太爱我了。
And the same thing with God.
对神也是这样。
Remember, God is not like you and I.
你要记得神跟你我是不一样的。
God is almighty, all powerful.
神是全能的。
But he died for you and I.
但是为了你的缘故。
Just like right now, right? If I want to kill an ant out there, right?
就像我如果现在呢，我想到外面踩死一只蚂蚁。
And you say, Booty, don't kill it.
你就跑出来说， Woody,
kill me instead.
把我杀掉吧。
You save the life of an ant, you would rather replace your life for the ant. Would you do that?
你会愿意拿你的生命来换一只蚂蚁的生命吗？
No way.
当然是不可能的。
No way.
不可能的。
Actually, we in the eyes of God are less than the ant.
在神的眼里，我们甚至比不上一只蚂蚁。
But God loves us so much.
但是神实在是爱我们。
That's why, just like Isaiah.
就像以赛亚一样。
When you look at the seraphim.
当他看到这个撒拉猴。
They are burning.
看到他们在燃烧。
The reason they're burning to serve God is because they know exactly the God that they worship.
他们不断的焚，他们燃烧是因为他们知道，他们认识他们服侍的神。
So one day when we go in the front line.
所以有一天，当我们走到这个属灵战场的前线。
Even now, if you're in the front line.
即使我们有些人可能已经走在前线了。
Always keep your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ.
请我们要仰望我们的主耶稣基督。No,
for me, the last 12 years in TJC is not an easy thing.
对我来说，过去这12年在真耶稣教会并不容易。
Yes, I'm outside, I'm Asian, right?
是的，我虽然也算是亚裔。
But actually, my wife called me the right name. I'm a banana, right?
但是我的太太总是叫我像香蕉一样。
I'm yellow on outside and white on the inside.
像香蕉一样，外面是黄的，里面是白的。
But I'm better now because I've been with TJC for 12 years.
但是现在过了12年跟真耶稣教会在一起，我已经变好很多了。
It's not easy for me.
对我来说，这场旅程并不容易。但是有一件事确定的，这是神的真教会。And
God is the boss.
神是这里的老板。So
because of this, I always keep my eye on Jesus.
所以因为这样子，我总是不仰望耶稣。And
then because of this, and then I have continued to have motivation to serve.
也因为这样子，我总是不断的能够有服侍他的动力。Let's
look back at Isaiah.
我们看回来以赛亚书
Chapter 6.
以赛亚书的第六章，
Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书第六章，
So the burning one has 6 wings.
在这里说撒拉猴有6个翅膀。
Even though they are burning, but their wings, they still have wings, right?
即使他们在焚烧，但是他们还是有翅膀的。
So what does this mean?
这告诉我们什么？
Even though we are so zealous to serve God,
虽然我们有这个服侍神的热忱，
but make sure we have those 6 wings.
但是我们仍然要有6个翅膀。
Because the first 2 wings,
这第一头两个翅膀，
we cover with 2 wings, they cover their face.
这两个翅膀遮脸。
So what does this mean?
这是什么意思呢？
Because quite often we are serving God.
当我们常常在服侍神的当中，
we are so zealous to serve God.
当我们有充满了火热来服侍神，
then we always put our face forward.
却常常把我们自己的脸露出来。
Why? Because we want everybody to know that yes, I'm the one that's doing something.
因为我们想要被人看见，我就是我那个在服侍的人。
But be like a seraph.
但是我们要学习这个撒拉猴。
Even though they are burning.
即使他在焚烧，
but their wings are still there.
但是他的翅膀仍然在那。
Why? Because they know how important it is for their 2 wings to cover their faces.
因为他们知道这个遮脸的2个翅膀有多么的重要。
Any one of you have seen vision angels before?
我们当中有没有人看过这个天使的异象呢？
Anyone?
有没有人？
Anyone? No? Someone raise? Every time I heard testimony of someone heard, you know, have seen angels, they are very beautiful.
我通常常常看到听到有人看到天使的异象，这个天使总是美丽的。
But unfortunately for me, I always see the ugly one.
但是对我来说啊，我每次都看到那个很可怕的。
But even though the seraphim, I'm sure that because they are burning, right, their face must be so glorious.
但我在想象啊，这个撒拉佛啊，这样焚烧的天使啊，他的脸啊，应该是非常光亮的。
But even that is the case.
即使是这样子,
they cover their faces.
这里说他们把脸遮起来,
so for us, if we want to be in the front line,
所以对我们来说, 如果我们想要走到前线,
there's no I in serving God.
就不要总是强调自己,
especially when we burn with fire.
尤其是让我们, 内心火热焚烧,
don't show our faces.
不要一直要把你的脸露出来。
You ever talk to a person who's a close talker? You ever talk to a person who's a close talker, right? They are close talker. Yeah, like they talk to you like this. Hey, Raymond, how are you?
<笑>你有没有跟一个那种讲话很喜欢贴着你的脸的人讲话？
It's so overwhelming, right?
有时候嘛，这种感觉非常的不好。
You take one step back, it takes that one step forward.
当你退后一步啊，他就往前进一步啊。
And sooner or later, you up against the wall, it's like this. Hello.
到最后啊，你已经退无可退，你被顶到墙壁了，他还靠过来。
So we're serving God.
当我们在服侍神。
In front of God.
在我们在神面前。
Let's be like the seraphim.
我们要像这个天使一样。
They are burning.
那他们在焚烧,
you know they are burning, but they cover their face.
在焚烧当中, 他们把脸遮起来。
So in other words, when we are serving God, there's no I.
所以在服侍当中, 不要讲到我。
You can see Satan.
我们也是看到这个魔鬼。
In Isaiah chapter 12, right?
在以赛亚书的第12章,
it's all about I.
在12章当中啊, 总是不断地说,
of course, it's the principality, dominion and power.
当然啊, 他是这个, 有国度, 有权, 有能力的王子。
And God said he was the seal of perfection.
他说啊, 这个圣经讲说啊, 他这个被造之日全然美丽啊。
For sure he was so glorious.
当然看起来他是非常, 荣耀的。 但是他的问题是什么?
Serve God with too many eyes.
因为他在服事当中总是讲我。
So for us the same.
所以对我们来说也是这样。
Always remember this.
总是要不断地提醒自己。
You know, when I talk to the senior ministers, right?
有时候我在跟一些年长的传道夫人讲话。
They've been serving 20, 30 years.
有的他们已经服事二三十年了。
And they always tell me,
他们总是告诉我,
Rudy, the first 10 years don't worry too much about pride, right?
和Rudy 前10年的服事, 不要太担心骄傲这件事情。
Why? Because the first 10 years you always don't know what you're doing, right? You always pray to God, and you're humble, right?
因为在前10年啊, 你根本不知道自己在干什么, 所以啊, 你也没有办法骄傲。
But after you give thousands of sermons,
但是在你讲了几千篇道理之后,
and after you feel like you know everything, every situation going on in church, you know how to deal with it.
在你知道, 你认为你可以处理教会任何的问题之后,
then you must be careful.
那个时候你就要开始小心了。
Because at the time, pride will come right inside your heart.
因为那个时候就是这个骄傲要开始攻击你了。
And pride is really so powerful.
那这个骄傲是很, 是很危险的。
Pride can bring anyone down.
但是可能会让我们跌倒。
I remember the NYTS here, the time that the sister was bought by evil spirits.
曾经在 NYTS 有一次, 有一个姐妹, 她被, 魔鬼一直干扰, 骚扰。
And during that time, many ministers tried to cast evil spirits out of her.
那个时候呢, 很多传道工人啊, 要在她, 要帮她赶鬼。
And guess what she was doing?
你想说她在做什么呢?
She was laughing at them.
她是在, 她就在嘲笑这些工人。
Can you imagine, right?
你能够想象吗?
A minister in the name of Jesus Christ casting out the demons at her, but she was laughing at them.
当一个传道工人奉主耶稣的名要给他赶鬼, 他就在嘲笑他们。
And why? Because that was the spirit of pride inside her.
因为在他里面啊, 有这个骄傲的鬼。
So the minister asked her to repent first.
所以呢, 这个传道叫他要先悔改。
And after she repented,
等他悔改之后,
in the time she see a minister, right?
那时候他一看到传道工人,
I remember one time a minister was following after her. Right?
有一次我记得有一次有个传道, 一直跟着他,
and she ran away.
他一直跑,
and she ran go to the copy machine and hid under the copy machine.
所以他就跑到那个影印机啊, 就躲在影印机的下面.
You see the difference between having pride inside your heart and repenting from your pride.
我看到说一个人啊, 内心有骄傲, 跟悔改之后有多么的不同吗?
So that's why early we said Satan's power is in our head.
啊，所以我们之前有讲到这个撒旦的力量在于头。
So in other words, for you who have strong mind, you must be very careful.
啊，所以对那些啊那个自我很强的人啊，
要非常小心。Because they can use a strong mind to go against you.
啊，因为你的自我啊啊会变成是你打倒你的武器。
And to make you feel proud.
啊，会让你骄傲。
And for those of you who have weak mind.
啊，对，是对你那些那个意志很薄弱的人。
You must be very careful.
你也要很小心。
Because Satan will use a weak mind to deceive you when it comes to doctrine.
啊，因为啊一到这个。魔鬼会利用你那个不确定，用你那个很脆弱的思想啊，来攻击在道理上面攻击你。
So it seems like a lose-lose situation. It seems like a lose-lose situation.
啊，但看起来啊，不管怎么说，好像都是输的，都是错的。
If you have weak mind, Satan will kill us.
啊，当你的意志很薄弱啊。
If you have strong mind, Satan will kill us.
啊，当你意志很薄弱，意志很坚强，撒旦都要打倒你。那怎么办呢？那你要有什么样的思想呢？
The mind with God and yes, the mind of Christ.
好，所以我们的要跟神一样的同步的思想。
We have the mind of Christ.
我们必须要像神一样的跟神同步。
Let's go to Philippians.
我们看腓立比书。
So early, right, sister, you ask, right, how do we get rid of pride?
好，刚刚之前呢，
how do we get rid of pride?
有个姐妹问说，那我们要怎么样除掉我们的骄傲呢
？Only one way.
啊，只有一个方法。
You have the mind of Christ.
你就必须要以基督的心为心。
Philippians.
我们看腓立比书
，chapter two，
腓立比书的第二章。
Philippians chapter two verse five，
腓立比书第二章第五节。
Verse five，
腓立比书第二章第五节。
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus。
啊，第五节，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
So Paul encouraged the member in Philippi, said, "Let this mind be in you, was also in Christ Jesus."
啊，所以在这里，保罗鼓励这个腓立比教会的信徒，你们要以基督耶稣的想法、观念、心智做你们的。
What kind of mind is it?
啊，这是什么样的心智呢
？Verse six.
啊，第六节。
Who being in the form of God did not consider his robbery to be equal with God. Verse seven.
第七节。
But made himself of no reputation.Taking the form of bondservant and coming like this of man, verse 8.
第八节。
And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even to the death of the cross, verse 9.
第九节。
Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, verse 10.
第十节。
That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of those in heaven, and of those on earth, and of those underneath the earth.So we can see here.
我们可以看到这里。
We must have the mind of Christ.
我们必须要以基督耶稣的心为心。
You know, Jesus is God Himself.
因为基督就是神本身。
This means it's all known, it's all omnipresent, omnipotent, right? In every aspect.
所以我们的神是全能、全智、全知的神。
But He made Himself just like you and I.
但是他却让自己像我们一样。
Make out of dust.
就是用尘土所造。
But because of this mind that he had.
但是因为他有这样的心智。
Even though he is God.
即使他是神。
But he humbled himself to the point of death on the cross.
在这里说他虚己成为人的样式甚至死在十字架上。
So what does this mean?
这到底对我们是什么意思呢
?When Isaiah saw the seraphim.
当以赛亚看到这个撒拉佛。
I'm sure their faces were very beautiful.
我们相信这个撒拉佛的脸是非常漂亮的。
But they covered their faces.
这里说他的两个翅膀遮住了脸。
And that's why they continue to be able to serve God.
也因此他们能够继续不断的服侍。
So for us, we must be very careful.
所以对我们来说我们要很小心。
You know, sometimes when brothers and sisters share that they have pride inside their heart.
有时候弟兄姐妹会分享他们内心当中出现的骄傲。
And sometimes I'm so surprised.
有时候我会非常的惊讶。
I'm surprised that I'm not surprised.
我很惊讶，因为我当我听到这些的时候，我没有很惊讶。
Because for one kind of brother share with me.
因为有一次有一个弟兄这样告诉我。
I would never thought his weakness was pride.
我从来没有想到他会承认他的骄傲。
First he's short.
第一我从来没想到他会骄傲。
And not good, so good looking.
因为他很矮又不好看。
And he cannot talk.
也不会不太会讲话。
And in school, he's average student.
他的成绩也不好。
And then he told me, I my biggest problem is pride.
当他告诉我说，我最大的问题就是骄傲。
I said to myself, what do you have to be proud about? I didn't say that to him, right?
当然我的心里在想你这个样子，你有什么好骄傲的呢
？No, but you see, that's how powerful pride is.
但是我们可以看到说，这个骄傲的影响力有多大
？Even you have a little thing, you feel like wow. You know, you feel you, if you're bad at person, this means you become proud so quickly.
即使只有你有一点小优点，有点小，有一点比较不错的地方，你总啊就找给自己找了一个骄傲的理由。
Can you imagine if you and I just like Peter and Paul?
我可以想象说，如果我们像彼得、保罗一样
，Some people were sick.
有些人生病了
，We walk by them.
我们这样子走过去
，And a shadow healed the sickness.
啊，当我们的影子照过去，这个病人就好了。
Someone take a tissue paper, right?
啊，有个人拿了我们的卫生纸
，Put on the sick person.
啊，拿这个卫生纸放在病人的脸上
，They heal.
啊，结果这个人就好了。
Can you handle it?
你有办法承受这样的荣耀吗
？Can you really handle it?
你能够面对这样的状况吗
？And sometimes as minister, we lay hands. Some people receive the Holy Spirit here and there, feel like. I'm the man.
有时候啊，我们的传道人啊，我们按手就有人得胜，你会觉得说啊，我真的很不错。
Yes,
这是很令人很伤，这是很可怜的。
No wonder so many of us cannot manifest the power of God.
那这就是为什么很多我们没有办法彰显出神的力量。
Including myself.
包括我自己在内。
I remember the time the sister who possessed, who bought by evil spirit went to the prize.
我还记得在这个 NYGS 的时候，这个被这个鬼附身的这个姐妹。
And that time I was leading a morning prayer session.
在那一次我在带早祷会。
And that time I got, I went up to the pulpit.
那时候我就上到讲台来。
And say in the name of Jesus Christ.
我说奉主耶稣圣名。
And as I say in the name of Jesus Christ, I saw the whole chapel full of God's glory, right?
在我当我讲到这，当我说奉主耶稣圣名的时候，我看到整个会堂充满了神的荣耀。
Only in my thought.
但是在我的脑海里面。
I say, wow, this is awesome.
我想说，哇，这是很奇妙的。
Only a little thought came to my mind. Oh, maybe it's me.
我那时候就想了一下，说，哎，说不定就是我。
And I saw Satan in the corner there.
我那时候就看到魔鬼在那个角落。
With a bow and arrow.
就拿着一把弓。
Shoot the arrow pride inside my heart.
就拿一把弓射了一支骄傲的箭进到我的心里。
No one know, but I was sitting there, I was like this, right? I was like this.Because I can see him visually, I can see Satan shooting the pride inside my heart.
那个时候虽然没有人发现，但是我还闪了一下，因为我可以看到魔鬼射了一根箭到我心中。
And throughout the whole half hour of sharing, I repented every second.
在那
in my head.
在那接下来的半个小时里面我不断的每一秒在心中悔改。
That's why I realized that pride is so powerful.
我认知到说这个骄傲实在是很可怕的。所以我们要遮住自己的脸。不管我们有多么的漂亮，不管我们有多么的英俊。
Because nowadays people is all about the faces, right?
因为现在的人总是只在意外表。
Costco card, you have your face on there, right?
甚至到你要去 Costco 都要看一看你的长什么样子。
Almost every real estate business card, you have your face on there, right?
你这所有的名片上面都要有你的照片。
Even though some people should not put their faces on there because it scares you, but they still put their faces on there.
虽然有些人长得很吓人他们还是把照片。放上去了。
We live here in Los Angeles.
那我们在这个洛杉矶这个地方。
And everybody walk along with fake faces, right?
这每个人走在街上都有他的脸。
You can see some people their lips are so huge doesn't go with their face.
那有些人发觉说他的五官他的五官非常的不搭调。
Because every week they want to go inject some kind, I don't know what kind of stuff, inject their lips so their lips are like that, right?
所以因为有些人常常要去做这个整形手术或者要打什么针这样子他慢慢那个五官就变形了。
I know one grandma, right?
我知道有一个老妈妈。
I mean, if you're a grandma, you're already 70 years old, right? 70 years old grandma.
通常这是一个在70多岁的老妈妈。
Of course, her face was all wrinkled, right?
那当然这样子的人这个脸上总是有些皱纹。
But she wants to look young again.
但她希望能够看起来很年轻。
So she went to the doctor.
所以她就到医生那里。
And what happened, you know, when you get your facelift, what do they do? You know what they do when you get your facelift?
所以当他们要拉皮你知道做拉皮的手术怎么做吗
？So they cut here.And they cut here and pull you back like that.
所以他们就是在你的耳朵前面这里各切一刀，然后把整个脸皮往后拉。
So what happened? The doctor cut too much of her skin.
但是这个医生因为切太多了。
And pull the skin way too much.
所以他拉得太用力。
So every time I see her, it looks like you have a surprised face.
所以每次看到他那个脸的表情就是好像被吓到一样。
And when she smiles, it hurts her brain.
当他笑的时候他的脑袋会痛。
Because his skin is too tight.
因为他的脸皮太紧了。
70 years old.
已经70岁了。
What do you want to look like?
你到底想要看起来像什么样子
？But this human, they're like that.
但是人就是这样。
So the same thing, right?
这是一样的。
If you go to other denomination.
如果你到其他的教派。
Because I went to many denomination before.
因为我曾经到过很多不同的教派。
Then you shake their hand, hi, how are you, right?
当你们握手，彼此握手。
They will tell you, "Hi, I'm Doctor This." Right?
他们告诉你说，我是某某医生。
They are close talker, right? Like that. They show their face to you already, right? They're close talker, right?
I can hear. 好，所以他们就是马上要让你知道他是谁。
So But that's why for us, we cannot be a close talker.
啊，所以我们呢，我们不要做这样子的人。
We must cover our faces.
我们必须要把脸遮住。
Let's go back to Isaiah.
我们看回来以赛亚书。
Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6. So with two, they cover his feet.
啊，在这里说两个翅膀遮脚。
This also very important.
啊，这个也是非常重要的。
I mean, do angels have feet?
这天使有没有脚啊？
I don't think angels. They are spiritual beings.
啊，他们是属灵的。
And do they really have faces?
啊，他们有没有脸？
Of course not.
啊，应该是没有。
But God just want to show Isaiah an example of a one who burned to serve Him.
啊，但是在这里，神要让以赛亚看一看一个被火焚烧的人应该要怎么样来服侍神。
With two, he covered his feet.
啊，在这里说用两个翅膀遮脚。
I see many of you know that I have an ugly toe, right?
啊，有很多都知道说我的脚趾头长得很难看。
So when I live in New England, I never have to take my socks off, right? It's always cold.
啊，所以在我在新英格兰的地方啊，因为很冷，我从来不需要脱掉袜子。
But when I first went to Hawaii,
啊，当我第一次到夏威夷的时候
，Nobody ever wear their shoes.
啊，但是没有人穿鞋啊。
And they don't wear socks.
也没有人穿袜子。
So this had to wear my flip flops all the time. I see always see my ugly toe.
啊，所以啊，每次啊，我只要穿拖鞋，就看到我那个很丑的脚趾头。
And after a while,
啊，但是过了一阵子以后
，I look at my toe.
我在看我的脚趾头。
I guess.This toe went through a lot for me, right?
我就觉得说啊，这个脚趾头也为我做了不少事啊。
Because when I was in Cambodia, right?
啊，因为当我在柬埔寨的时候
，I have no shoes.、Right?
我那时候没有鞋子。
I didn't have shoes until I came to America.
我一直到美国啊，才有了第一双鞋子。
Even my first pair of shoes were women's shoes. I was cool.
啊，但我第一上学的第一双鞋子还是女生的鞋子。
But I remember my first sock, one sock.
啊，但是我记得我的第一只袜子。
I was in Thailand.
好，那时候我在泰国。
You're talking about how, you know, yeah, okay. So I was in Thailand.
我那时候在泰国。
At that time, we as kids always go play soccer, right?
啊，我们那时候在这个在那边啊，小朋友总是会去踢足球。
Okay, this soccer is not like a soccer ball. We play with cans and things like that.
啊，当然只是踢啊，我们没有球啊，啊，都是踢一些罐子。
And one day I was walking.
啊，有一天我在走路的时候
，and I found this one sock.
我就找到一只袜子
，and this sock I put it on and it was full of holes.
啊，但是我当我把这个袜子穿起来，上面很多的洞
，but I remember very clearly.
啊，但是我记得很清楚
，that day when I walked to the soccer field, I walked with so much pride.
啊，当我那一天穿着那一只袜子来踢球的时候，哇，我心里是非常骄傲的。
I'm the only one with the holy sock.
啊，因为我是这所有的小朋友里面唯一有袜子的人。
No one else have that sock.
没有人其他人有袜子。
And the sock is black, right? You're talking about dirty and filthy.
啊，这个袜子是很脏的。
Oh, how do I get to that story? Oh, cover your feet.
好，在这里说要遮住你的脚。
Why do we need to cover?
为什么我们需要遮住脚呢？
Because feet always leave footprints.
因为我们走过的地方就会留下脚印。
No, in the early years.
啊，在过去的年代里。
So the native Indians, they are very You know, they are very good at tracking.
啊，这个印第安人啊，美国这个本土的印第安人，他们对追踪猎物非常厉害。
So quite often they can track all the soldiers at night time, they just kill all of them, right?
啊，或者是他们啊，对那个追踪的留下来的痕迹啊，非常厉害。
Because the soldiers they must use their feet to walk.
啊，所以啊，有时候打仗的时候，他们能够跟踪敌人的士兵啊，最后。
If they want their horses, they must see the horse track.
他们可以看到敌人的脚印，或者是马留下来的马蹄印。
So what does that mean for us?
啊，这对我们来讲是什么意思呢
？Why do the seraphim need to cover their feet?
啊，为什么撒拉佛必须要遮住他的脚
？Before we go to the front line.
啊，在我们走到前线之前。
Where our feet must be covered.
我们的脚必须要遮住。
It doesn't matter how beautiful they are.
啊，不管你的脚有多么的美丽。
Even you have pedicure every single day.
啊，即使你每天都会去擦你的指甲油。
You still need to cover your
feet. 你仍然要把脚遮住。
Even you have ugly feet like me, you still need to cover your
feet. 或者是你的脚很丑，也是要把它遮住。
So what is this mean?
啊，这告诉我们什么呢
？Let's go to Philippians.
我们看腓立比书。
Chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3. Chapter 3 verse 12 to 14.
腓立比书第三章第十二节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 12 to 14.
第十二节到第十四节。
Not that I have already attained or I'm already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that which Christ Jesus also laid hold on me, verse 13.
十三节,
Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, verse 14.
十四节,
I press toward the goal for the prize of outward call of God in Christ Jesus. See here, Paul, for sure he was a gifted minister.
但我们知道保罗是个非常有恩赐的工人。
But when he wrote the book of Philippians,
但是当他写这个腓立比书的时候,
the crown of righteousness is not there for him yet.
但在那时候他还没有得到那个荣耀的冠冕。
So that's why he said, not that I have already attained or I'm already perfected.
所以在这里他说,弟兄们,我不是以为自己得着了。
So because of this, he said, I press on.
他说,只有一件事就是我努力向前。
That I may lay hold of that which Christ Jesus also has laid hold on me.
使我能够得到基督耶稣从上面招我来得的奖赏。
And verse 13 he said, I do not count myself to have apprehended.
在这里13节说,我不是以为自己得着了。
But because of this.
但是因为这样,
then he forgets what was behind.
所以他已经忘掉他过去的。
So this means when we serving God,
所以当我们服侍神的时候,
we can leave many footprints behind us.
在我们工作当中啊, 会留下许多的脚印。
In other words, we've been serving God for 20 years. We've been serving God for 20 years.
我们可能服侍神20年了。
And there's a lot of footprints.
可能在我们背后留下许多的脚印。
But we must cover it.
所以我们要把它擦掉。
Every day is a new day.
每一天都是新的一天。
We must cover.
我们必须要把脚遮住。
So when we're serving God and walk into eternal life, we must erase every footprint that we have passed in the past.
所以我们在服侍神迈向天国路当中, 要把后面留下的脚印擦掉。
That's why the Bible says, the end is bad in the beginning.
所以在圣经上告诉我们了，事的事情的终局强如事情的起头。
Can you imagine if I serve God for the next 30 years?
你可以想象说，我接下来30年不断的服侍神。
And on that 30 years,
到第30年的时候,
and I fall from the grace of God.
结果我却在信仰上失落了。
And the last 30 years, does it count for anything?
如果到最后失落了，这过去这30年有什么意义呢？
It doesn't count for nothing.
这不能够，这就没有意义了。
So that's why for us.
所以我们也是这样。
Every day is a new day.
每一天都是新的一天。
So we cover our feet, not only the good things that we do, and also the bad thing that we have done also.
每一天，这不管过去这是好的坏的，都要把它擦掉。
Because I know during these 2 weeks, many have opportunity to repent to God.
我们在过去这一个礼拜当中，我们花了很多时间在悔改。
When we kneel down and repent to God.
当我们跪下来悔改。
And our conscience is clear.
我们的良心平安了。
Leave it behind us.
需要把它抛到后面。
Today is a new day.
因为今天是个新的一天。
And from now on, we'll do things that is right.
所以从今天开始，我立志要做正确的事。
So either good or bad, don't retract.
所以不管好的坏的，它都已经过去了。
Because either way, it's not good for spirituality.
因为我们不管怎么样，我们如果回头看，对我们的信仰都不好。
We need to be focused.
所以我们必须要专注。
Right now for this last week.
在这最后一个礼拜。
I'm sure that many of you feel very pure and clean.
我们相信在经过过去这个礼拜，我们会觉得已经自己蛮干净的。
Because there's no internet.
因为在这里没有网络，
There's no TV,
没有电视，
There's no music,
也没有音乐，
so our mind, our heart must be very clear.
所以我们的心，我们的想法都会非常干净。
So let this week and next week be a new start.
所以让过去这个礼拜以及接下来这个礼拜，
if you have,
成为我们人生新的开始。
If you have done so many things for our Lord Jesus Christ already,
如果我们在过去做了很多，为了主做很多事，
leave it in heaven.
就把它留在天上吧。
And let it be stored up in heaven.
就让它存在天上吧。
If we did so many bad things already,
如果我们在过去做了很多错事，
leave it in the trash.
把它留在垃圾桶里吧。
And keep it there.
就把它留在里面。
Because this week and next week is a new beginning.
因为现在就是一个新的开始。
So we can start in the right foot.
所以我们要 开始新的脚步。
But starting from next week,
但是从下个礼拜开始，
when we walk in,
当我们行走的时候，
make sure we just cover our feet every step that we take.
记得我们每走一步要把过去的痕迹擦掉。
That's the only way.
都是唯一的方法。
We can focus.
这是我们唯一可以专注的方法。
Just like Paul, he focused on the goal that God had put forth for him.
就像保罗，他是 忘记背后，努力向前。
I remember one time I was watching a marathon in Boston.
有一次在波士顿，我在看这个马拉松赛跑。
And during this marathon, one of the ladies had kind of stomach virus.
在这时候呢，这个跑步当中呢，有一个女的运动员，她有食物中毒。
And as she was running,
她在跑的时候，
she doo-doo all over her pants.
所以她就一路上一面跑一面拉肚子。
I really could feel for her, right? Because, yeah.
当然，对我个人而言，我能够完全体会她的感受。
But because during that time, I for her, because it's live, right? A marathon is usually live. So the TV cameraman pretty much puts a close up on her and announced this and that, right?
因为这个是现场直播，马拉松都是现场直播啊，所以这个记者啊，新闻的电视台啊，就把这个荧幕拉到他的身边。
And guess what?
啊，结果发生什么事
？She won the marathon.
啊，结果他最后居然赢了。
So the news people, you know, interview say, didn't you realize you do your pants?
啊，但是啊。他们那个记者访问他说：“你不知道你已经拉肚子拉在裤子上吗？”
Of course she realized.
他说：“我知道啊。”
But she said it did not bother me.
他说：“但是这不影响我。”
Because the win the marathon is really one in a lifetime.
他说：“因为赢这场马拉松可能是我一辈子唯一的机
会。” Because of this, even though, yes, in normal circumstances, I would feel very embarrassed.
他说：“啊，这平常的时候我可能会觉得非常的丢脸。”
But it's not normal circumstances.
但是他说今天却不一样。
So there were times, even though she knew she do her pants, but she continued to focus on the finish line.
他说即使那个时候啊，他知道发生什么事，但是他的注目，他的眼光是放在那个最后的终点。
And she said after a couple minutes later.
他说在几分钟之后。
She forgot all about the do.
当他专注的时候，几分钟他就忘记了。
And just focus on the finish line.
就是一直专注的要跑到最后的终点。
Because of this, that's why she won.
因为这样子，最后他赢了。
But the same thing for us.
对我们来说也是一样。
Really, I encourage every one of you. Every day is a new day for you and I.
这里也是鼓励每一位这每一天都是新的一天。
We be able to live one extra day to fight for a great battle for Lucha.
我们每活一天就是为主征战的一天。
But make sure when if you sin against God,
但是当你犯罪得罪神了
don't sin to the point that you cannot continue to walk.
不要犯罪到最后你没有办法继续行走。
So we must be very careful.
所以我们必须要很小心。
We not only cover our faces.
不只是要遮住我们的脸。
Cover our feet.
同时要遮住我们的脚。
Because our feet will leave many, many tracks behind.
因为我们的脚留下许多的痕迹。
So let today be a new day.
所以今天是一个新的一天。
And let tomorrow be a new day.
明天也是新的一天。
And let the next month be a new day.
每一天都是新的一天。
So every day is a new day for you and I.
对你对我每一天都是新的。
Let's turn back to Isaiah.
我们看回来以赛亚书。
Chapter 6.
以赛亚书第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6. Verse 2.
以赛亚书第六章第二节。
Isaiah chapter 6 verse 2.And with two, he flew.
在这里说两个翅膀飞翔。
Can you imagine this seraphim?
你可以想象这样的沙拉佛。
They are burning.
他们在焚烧。
But the six wings always attached to them.
但是这六个翅膀总是连接在他们身上。
Because they know how important it is for them to have those six wings.
因为他们知道这六个翅膀对他们有多么重要。
Quite often when they are so zealous and heart burns so much to serve God.
有时候我们也是心里火热服侍神。
The first thing we don't cover our face.
但是我们常常不遮住脸。
The second thing we always leave in a bigger print right behind us.
第二，我们总是喜欢留下大的脚印让人看见。
But the last thing.
但是最后一件事。
We cannot fly.
就是我们飞不起来。
Our two wings that used to fly, we cannot fly.
我们那两个应该飞翔的翅膀却飞不起来。
In other words, sometimes we are so zealous, we always look at the worldly things all the time.
有时候我们非常的热心，但是我们总是看世上的东西。
And we don't see that we cannot fly.
所以我们没有办法飞。起来
But if we are zealous,
但是当我们很热心的时候
it's so important for us to have two wings so we can fly.
在热心当中要有能够飞翔的翅膀
So what does this mean?
这是什么意思呢
This means our mind always has to be kept in heaven.
这告诉我们说我们的思想我们的想法总是要留在天上
And spiritually,
这是属灵的。
We always had to be above the things of this world.
属灵当中，我们总是要超越这个世界。
So in other words,
从另外一方面来说
，If you have this kind of mentality,
如果你有这个正确的观念
，For sure, pride can never enter your heart.
这样子，这个骄傲不会进入你的内心。
Because when you fly high,
因为你飞得很高
，You will see the glory of God.
你能够看到神的荣耀。
When you see the glory of God, you can't help but to fall down on your face and repent to God.
当你看到神的荣耀，你就会自然谦卑俯伏在神的面前。
Why sometimes we become so proud?
为什么有时候我们会变得骄傲呢
？Because we compare ourselves to other people.
因为我们总是喜欢跟别的人来做相比。
Right now, maybe if I compare myself to you guys.
因为今天如果我用我来跟你们比较。
For example, not too many of you guys are 6 feet, right?
当然，你们这里没有很多六尺的。
Right, there's two of you, right? Or six, maybe six two. six feet, another 6 feet somewhere, right?
啊，那这里有一些啊，只有几个啊，超过六尺的。
So if I compare myself to you guys, oh, maybe I'm pretty tall, right?
啊，那如果跟你们相比啊，我会觉得说，哎，我还蛮高的。
You know, when I go to Hawaii, right?
但是你知道，当我到夏威夷，
I always feel short.
我就觉得自己很矮。
But this one brother is also 6'2", I hang out with him all the time. Every time I hang out with him, I feel short, right?
啊，那有个弟兄，我们一天到晚在一起啊，他是六尺二。
And when I hang out with Mickey Way, I feel short. He's 6 feet tall too, right?
啊，当我跟那个 Mickey Way 在一起，我也觉得自己很矮。
But that's why if we compare ourselves only with the things of this world,
如果我们总是跟这个世上的东西相比，
we always gonna feel better about ourselves.
我们总是觉得自己是很不错的。
But when we are spiritually filled,
但是我们当我们被圣灵充满，
we always feel so humble.
那我们就会自然我们就会谦卑。
就像
以赛亚一样。
The minute he saw the seraphim use two wings to fly.
当他看到这个撒拉佛用两个翅膀飞翔。
And then look, Isaiah.
我们看以赛亚做了。
What did the seraphim do?
撒拉佛做了什么？
And verse 3, right?
第三节。
And one cried to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.
第三节说，彼此呼喊说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之主，他的荣光充满全地。
How many times that the Bible used one word and repeated three times?
在圣经当中啊，这个一个字重复三次啊，在圣经当中有出现过几次
？Beside being holy, right? Beside the word holy.
啊，除了这个圣洁这个字以外
，Only the word holy that they repeated three times.
啊，只有这个字圣洁啊，连续出现三次。
So in other words, we must have this kind of wisdom.
啊，所以这是我们必须要有的智慧。
For us to go in the front line to fight in the battle.
啊，让我们。我们如果想要到前线来打这场属灵战争
，Our linen must be white and clean.
我们的衣服必须要是洁白的。
This is to be in a sense that there's no sin inside.
啊，就是在我们当中，在我们里面没有罪恶。
Just like the seraphim.
啊，就像撒拉佛一样。
And then look at Isaiah.
我们看以赛亚。
So when he saw the seraphim.
啊，当他看到这个撒拉佛。
Look at verse 5.
我们看第五节。
So I said, "Woe is me."
第五节，他说，祸哉。
And this is very true.
啊，这是真的。
And you look at Moses, right?
你看到摩西。
God chose him to lead 2 million people.
啊，当神选召他来带领200万的以色列人。
But quite often.
但是常常这样。
You always see him fall flat on his face.
但是你却常常看到啊，他在带领的过程当中会俯伏在地。
And no wonder God says he's the most humble man on the face of the earth.
啊，所以啊，神说啊，这个摩西谦和超过世上众人。
And every time the group spoke against him.Every time, you know, the group spoke against him.
啊，即使有些人呢，啊，起来跟他作对。
He fell flat in his face.
啊，他也是匍匐在地。
He spent most 40 years feeling flat in his face.
他甚至在这40年当中，他大部分时间啊，就是不断的匍匐在地啊。
In other words, actually covered his face.
就总是不断的遮住自己的脸。
And he leave his chest behind.
啊，我要忘记他过去的痕迹。
He is nothing compared to God.
啊，同时他也认知啊自己呀、啊，只是神的仆人。
Just like Isaiah.
那就像以赛亚一样。
Woe is me.
他说这里祸在。
It doesn't matter how holy we are.
不管我们是多么的属灵。
Or we feel how righteous we are.
不管我们觉得自己是多么的公义。
In the eyes of God, we are nothing.
在神的眼里，我们什么都不是。
But an unclean person.
我们只是一个不洁净的人。
Just like Isaiah.
就像以赛亚所说的。
Say, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of uncleanness.
我说祸在我灭亡了，因为我是一个嘴唇不洁的人。
So when Isaiah saw the seraphim covered him.
所以当以赛亚看到撒拉佛遮住他的脸。
Then he also looked at his face.
他就看看自己的脸
and say, look at me, my lips are unclean.
就看到自己说我是一个嘴唇不洁的人
That's why he must cover his face.
所以他必须要遮住自己的脸
Then we saw the seraphim cover the 2 feet.
看到这个撒拉佛遮住自己的脚
Then he said, and I dwell in the midst of people of uncleanness.
就看到就是他是活在这个嘴唇不洁的民当中
So now when he saw the seraphim cover their feet, he looked at his feet. His feet dwell in the midst of people.Who commit sin against God?
他看到这个撒拉佛遮住自己的脚，他就发现自己常常行走在这个不洁的民当中。
Just like you and I.
就像你跟我一样。
You know, when we go out, you know, to hang out with people, for example.
有时候，像例如说，我们跟其他人一起出去。
Too many people, of course, we live in this generation, they always curse and swear.
有时候呢，在这个世代哈，我们跟其他人出去，常常啊都会说脏话。
And sometimes it's very uncomfortable for us.
当然，有时候对我们来说是很不舒服的。
But it's good when we feel uncomfortable.
如果我们觉得不舒服啊，这是好的。
But if you feel comfortable hanging out with friends who swear and curse, then you must. protect yourself.
但是如果我们跟那些常常说脏话的朋友在一起，却觉得没什么不好，我们要检讨一下。
Do you know why I say this?
为什么我这样说呢？
Before I came to know Jesus Christ.
因为当我来信主之前，
I also swear, I swore so much.
我也常常不，我也总是不断的说脏话。
Really, almost every other words came out of my mouth, I swore.
不过每一句话里面都带着脏话。
Even if I describe these flowers here, right?
甚至是我来这个形容这个花。
I cannot say this flower is so beautiful, right?
我也不会说这个花很漂亮。
I would say this flower is effing beautiful. That's what I would say.
我都会在里面加上一些脏话。
So this is the people that would say things like this in the world.
这就是世上人说话的方式。
But now when I hear people curse,
但是现在当我听到别人在
my beard just like, and just feel so bad.
当我在听到别人说脏话，我会心里非常不舒服。
So that's why I know.
这就是我知道
的。Cursing is not according to God's will.
说的这个讲脏话不是神的旨意。
For those of you who have Facebook and stuff like that, you say OMG and all kinds of stuff, you get rid of it, right?
所以当你们像你们在做有些在用这个脸书里面有些不好的文字回去改掉。
You are the soldier of Jesus Christ.
不要忘记你们是基督耶稣的
钉钉。You have His name on you.
那你的身上刻了耶稣的名字。
And you put True Jesus Church on your Facebook.
你在你的脸书上面有说你是真耶稣教会的信徒。
But you are using all these words cursing and things like that.
你说你是天主教的信徒，在你的脸书上面去常常留下脏话，常常留下一些照片。
But one time I was in shock. My wife showed me some sister with short skirt dancing video on Facebook. I'm like, this is our sister. How can it be?
有一次我太太给我看了，在脸书上面，我们教会的一个姐妹穿着超短裙在把她跳舞的这个
boyfriend and girlfriend hugging this and that，
男女朋友这个抱来抱去的照片都放上去了。
It cannot be like this.
这不应该是这样的。
We're the chosen people.
我们是神的选民。
We must be holy.
我们必须要圣洁。
Even though we dwell in the midst of people who practice perversion.
即使我们是活在这个罪恶之民当中。
We must be holy.
我们必须要圣洁。
That's why Isaiah saw the seraph.
所以当以赛亚看见撒拉佛。
Then when he saw the seraphim flew.
当他看到撒拉佛飞翔。
Then he lifted up his eyes.
他抬起他的眼，
and he see the glory of the Lord.
他看见神的荣耀，
the King of Kings.
看到这个万王之王。
That's what we must do.
这是我们必须要做的。
Quite often, sometimes when we're in church serving God.
常常我们在教会里面服侍神。
We always feel we are somebody.
我觉得说我是个蛮重要的人。
If you want to be somebody, go into the world, right?
你如果想要被人当作重要的人，你应该到世界上去。
And work in a Fortune 500 company.
你去到那个美国500强的公司里上班。
Because you come here.
但是你来到这里。
If you want to be somebody,
你如果想要做一个很伟大的人，那你就要做最众人的仆人。
This kind of mentality.
所以我们的观念要正确。
Don't puff ourselves up above other brothers.
不要觉得自己比别人好。
Because when we puff ourselves up, this means we have not used our two wings to fly to see the glory.
因为我们不断的高抬自己骄傲，我们就是没有用翅膀飞翔。
Just like Isaiah.
就看到像以赛亚。
And then he knows he's unclean.
以赛亚才认知自己的不洁净。
And then verse 6.
第六节。
Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal which he had taken with the tongs of the altar.
在这里第六节有一个撒拉佛飞到我前面，手里拿着红炭，是用火铲从台上取下来的。
Then verse 7.
第七节。
And he touched my mouth with it and said, Behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away, your sin purged.
第七节。第七节，将炭沾我的口说，看哪，这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶便赦免了。
Do we not say the seraphim is the burning one?
我们不是想说撒拉佛他是焚烧的灵吗？
But they grab the coal, they grab with a tongue, right?
但是他为什么要用这个火钳来拿这个红炭呢？
Because that coal is a consuming fire.
因为这个红炭是一种焚烧的火。
That is the spirit of God.
这是神的灵。
So when we know that we are undone.
所以当我们发觉
We are unclean and
unclean. 我们知道我们是不洁净的。
We must pray to God.
我们必须要向神祷告。
And ask God.
要向神祈求。
With His Spirit.
用他的灵来焚烧我们。
So when God said, "Whom shall go for us?"
所以当神呼召说，谁要为我们去呢？
Whom shall I send?
我要差遣谁呢？
We can say, "Here am I, send me."
我们就可以说，我在这里，请差遣我。
Let's bow and pray, sir.
我们起默祷。
Amen.